Yeah, massive 2 points to get, Oisin. Young squad, a lot of young lads coming into that squad there now, and it'll give them a big lift, no doubt about that there. And it's great to get 2 points, especially, you know, 2 weeks away we're playing Dublin, and that's not going to be easy.
And them young guys that we're talking about, Owen McHugh, obviously one of them that got the match winning point, but Kieran Thompson and Marty O'Reilly stood out yesterday because it was a very important and impressive performance by that half forward line.
Absolutely. Any day your half forwards get 3 points apiece from play, and you know, that's brilliant. 9 points. Kieran Thompson has been excellent over the two games. Mark O'Reilly, again, another very good second half yesterday. And Owen McHugh came up with a match-winning score and also kicked two other points. So, yeah, very impressive from those three. And also the performance of Michael Murphy in that middle 30 was absolutely colossal in there yesterday.
He put in a big shift yesterday. He covered nearly every blade of grass of Dr. Hyde Park. And when you have a player like that in your team, and there's always the opportunity of something special being pulled out of the bag. But what a leader for these young men, Declan.
Absolutely outstanding, and you know, he covered every blade of, he was back tackling, he was in that midfield sector. I think he won 4 or 5 of those balls that the mark was called on yesterday, and then he was breaking forward. No, a really outstanding performance, and it's great for the likes of Jason McGee and these guys to play alongside this guy in that middle third, Michael Carroll. And also from a defensive point of view, I was very impressed. Owen Bann had a very, very good game yesterday in the corner and also got forward for a very good score. You could see Neil McGee's influence back in at full back. So all around, like, it was a good Donegal performance. We'll not get carried away with it. You know, we need more points on the board, and it's going to be a difficult ask now with Dublin coming up and Tyrone coming up. So yeah, but at the end of the day, 2 points, then was coming, good day's work.
And just before we look at Dublin, Declan, we heard Rory Gallagher and Michael Murphy say yesterday that improvement is needed, because at times we were exposed yesterday, and in particular mistakes happened, obviously, for the goals. But when Roscommon got their second goal to bring them back into the tie, that was very disappointing to the management.
Yeah, it was. And I think for a period before half-time, that 10-15 minutes, especially after we conceded a soft goal in the first half, we were definitely open on a number of occasions. Mark Antony McGinley made two outstanding saves, one just before half-time and one at the very, very end, where we probably could have lost it. You know, it was one of the wing-backs, maybe McManus, had broken forward. He went for a goal. He should have tapped it over the bar, and probably Roscommon would have won the game. But great save by Mark Antony down the field. And, you know, Owen McHugh took on the responsibility and kicked a very, very good score. But, yeah, there has been improvement from the Kerry game, but we will need further improvement now going into this big game against Dublin.
Are Dublin beatable? Can we stop this winning streak of the All-Ireland champions? Tyrone almost done it at the weekend. Can Donegal upset the apple cart here?
That's a big ask, but I'm sure, I mean, all that Rory can do and the team is prepare the team to get a big performance. And, you know, if you can lift the performance levels, then you have a chance. Tyrone should have won on Saturday night. There was a couple of decisions that went against Tyrone, and we went very, very close to beating Dublin. Dublin are probably well off, and, you know, they're well off the stage there will be come championship time. And it's an opportunity. I think we have a home match. And, yeah, why not? Why not go out and beat the Dubs in 2 weeks' time?